Okay, you're listening to the Cinemaniacs for May 18th, 2008. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees, Okay, you grin fox, you bunch of fucking monkeys. Pretty pictures say what? Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Cinemaniacs. My name is Walt. To my left is Jeff.
Hello.
Thank you for listening. This week on the Cinemaniacs, we're going to be reviewing a movie, my most anticipated movie of the summer, Speed Racer.
Speed Racer. Here he
comes. And Reservation Road. The movie came out last year.
He's a demon and it's going to be just someone.
And we got a little bit of news for you.
All right. I always like the news.
Yeah, what news you got then?
I got no news. No, I like the news. You tell me the news and I get to react to it. That's our thing. I don't know nothing.
Come on now. You got to have something.
Okay.
What movie just find out that you came?
Okay.
I know you're up on that Yahoo Movies watching trailers all day long.
No. Well, this wasn't on the Yahoo Movies. I don't know where I'm going to find this trailer. I think
I prefer QuickTime.
Yeah, me too. But if they don't, it doesn't have them all, you know?
Yahoo has poor quality. It's like YouTube or something.
They're getting better about it. They're giving you the three options for the.
Wait. Seriously. Ooh. I just saw today on YouTube that. We were watching a video, and it had a high-quality button. You could press it and get high quality.
Nice. Yeah. There you go.
Have you heard of this Hulu thing? I think it's called Hulu, HULU.com.
No.
Something with NBC Universal is doing, and you can go there and watch TV shows for free. I think they have ads there or something, but it's like YouTube, but better quality, and it's TV shows.
No. Which is great for you, because you just watch all kinds of television.
I don't watch any.
Exactly.
But it's just the fact that this is a better quality site. YouTube is fantastic. They have nearly any video you want to see.
Really?
I looked up a Pebbles and Bam Bam song up there not too
long
ago. And it was there. Fantastic. Yeah. Horrible quality.
Sure.
The worst. And I don't think it has to do with the user posting it. I think YouTube downgrades the quality.
Absolutely. Well, they got to compress it. I mean, these files are huge.
Right. Well, yeah. I'd pay for better quality.
I know.
I'd pay $20 a month to have a YouTube that was like a pay tube. You know, just pay $20 a month and I'll get the higher quality.
Well, no, I mean,
maybe not $20 a month. I don't know. But I'd pay a fee for a minimum.
Yeah, decent. I don't know.
You know, there's other services.
I don't know that I would either. I don't know that I would. I mean, it's just, I like all that stuff being out there free. But I'm cheap. What can I say?
But IMDb, I pay for IMDb Pro, whatever it is, $69, $100 a year.
Yeah.
Pay for that. And
yeah, but you're a movie guy, you know.
I am, but that's why I would pay for that, just to have the higher quality, because it's just annoying.
Yeah.
You try to make it big screen, and that, I think, makes it worse sometimes. So you shrink it back down, like,
Well, the only thing I heard was one of the more interesting titles of a movie that I'd heard is Young People Fucking.
And what's that about?
I'm sure it's about young people fucking.
You think?
Probably, you know what? It's a movie. They're probably all just talking. It's probably all the talking after the fucking.
And what's their definition of young? Because I don't want to watch child pornography.
I'm sure. I don't know. You know, I would imagine 18 or older, you know.
Was that a trailer you saw on Yahoo Movies?
I actually saw just a mention of it, that there's a movie coming out called Young People Fucking.
And we should be prepared here. Is it coming out on Blu-ray?
I don't know. Well, I told you about this before. We could have looked it up. There you go. Young People Fucking.
Wow.
Has it got anybody in it?
I'm looking down the names here, and I don't see anybody that I recognize. Aaron Abrams, Diora Baird, Callum Blue, Kristen Booth, Josh Dean, Ennis Esmer.
Okay.
Directed by Martin Garrell.
Okay.
Well, Aaron Abrams also writes it, not only just stars in it.
So I imagine he gets to do a lot of fucking.
Sex Without Complications? Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, I just found the title extremely
interesting.
Yeah,
how are they going to name that? Oh, I see the movie poster, which we have a link to on our website, thecinemaniacs.com, has kind of blanked out. But it says it's a smart and fast-paced comedy that intertwines the stories of five couples over the course of one sexual encounter.
Okay. So, exactly. So, like I said, it's going to be all the talking after the fucking.
So the writer and director, Martin Garrow, has done Stargate Atlantis and Stargate SG-1, you know, directed and written some episodes of that.
Uh-huh.
And Aaron Abrams He's got several things coming out. Flash of Genius, Weapon Amelia, none of which I know what it is. That's his acting credits. But this is his first writing credit.
Hmm. Well, all I'm bringing up is good title.
Resident Evil Apocalypse, he was in that.
Oh, all right.
Cinderella Man, he was in that.
That was a good movie.
Zoom, the Academy for Superheroes, he was in that.
Okay. And now he's in Young People Fucking.
Also known as YPF. So all this cussing and stuff, it's YPF, I think they're going to call it as.
Yeah.
That's a USA video title.
Well, we know it'll always be to me.
Because it doesn't look like it's coming out in the theaters in the United States.
With a title like that, how could it? Wouldn't you love to go and order tickets for that, though? Yeah. I'd like two tickets for Young People Fucking, please. I want to say that in public.
It comes out June 13th in Canada.
Road trip. Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway.
That's good to know. That's going to be a big hit.
Oh, yeah.
On DVD.
That's right. And Blu-ray.
Yeah, Blu-ray. You know, I sometimes feel like I'm a Blu-ray elitist because I really prefer to watch movies in that format. But it does look so much better and sounds. You never want to underestimate the sound.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, the best, the elite of movie producing, well, DVD producing companies out there is Criterion.
Right.
And Criterion has been remastering all their movies for high definition format for many years now.
Yeah.
They haven't put any out because the format war was going on. They wanted to go with whoever was the winner. And since Blu-ray is
now the clear winner.
Clear winner. They're finally going to start putting them out.
Very good.
Yes, very good. And they start coming out in October.
Wow, that long?
Anyways, I saw about this at on Engadget, their website. So the movies that they have slated to come out right away.
Right.
In no particular order. The Third Man, which is one of my favorite movies. And I'll see it again on Blu-ray. It's an Orson Welles film.
Okay.
Bottle Rocket. Which is one of Wes Anderson's early movies.
Yeah.
More importantly, with the Wilson brothers, mm-hmm. Owen and Luke.
Yep.
I liked it.
Loved it.
Chungking Express, which I just recently added to my Netflix queue, and now that it's coming out on Blu-ray with Criterion, I have to hold off
for
that. The Man Who Fell to Earth. This is a David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust type of thing.
Yeah, that was a strange movie. I saw that a long time ago.
Now, I said David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust. Is that the same thing in that movie? No,
Ziggy Stardust is a character from one of his albums, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, David Bowie is the man. Yeah, it's a strange movie. It's been a while.
The Last Emperor.
Good movie.
Yeah. El Norte.
No idea.
Never heard of it. Yeah. The 400 Blows, which is...
A porno?
No.
You sure?
Quite sure.
You sure it's not a porno?
I've watched it.
Okay.
It's not that.
Okay.
The 400 Blows is one of the movies that helped start the French New Wave, which is directed by Francois Truffaut, who's directed many other classic movies since then. Mm-hmm.
Well, that could be my entrance into there, because I've never seen a Truffaut film. I've heard the name, but I couldn't...
Real quick review of 400 Blows tells the story of a young boy, kind of a troublemaker in France in the early 30s, 40s, 1930s and 40s. Not a great, great movie, in my opinion, but I could see how some people could like it. It was just okay.
All right.
Sometimes the classics don't do it for everybody.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Definitely good for Criterion.
Okay, what else is coming up?
Gimme Shelter, The Complete Monterey Bop, Contempt, Walkabout, For All Mankind, and The Wages of Fear.
That's a whole lot of movies I've never heard of.
Well, that's why Criterion puts them out, so you can be aware of them, be more aware.
Okay, well, good. So I guess we're going to have like a Criterion month or something.
Or episode.
Episode, yeah.
The Criterion theme, a bunch of watch Criterion movies?
Yeah.
Oh, for this, this Blu-ray
list.
Stuff?
Yeah, this list. Some of the things
Sure, Criterion puts out movies all the time anyways.
Yeah, but this list of these movies that we've never heard of, or maybe you've heard of, I haven't, you know, something like that.
Okay.
You know?
Sure. So that comes out in October. They start coming out.
All right.
I'm really looking forward to The Third Man. That was just classic Orson Welles film noir crime story, chase scenes, set in Vienna. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but I could see that again, too.
Okay, so Speed Racer.
Yes, sir.
Just came out this weekend.
Yes, it did. No.
No, that was last weekend. Speed Racer.
Yeah.
Came out last week.
Our childhood hero.
I love Speed Racer up, so much.
I mean, coming home from school, you know, going to whatever, Channel 5.
Channel 5.
First you got
Independent station here.
First you got Ultraman, and then came Speed Racer.
That was power hour.
That was. That was the hour you wanted to be home. You know, there was no playing. The streets were quiet.
Yep.
That's right.
That was fantastic. Now, the Speed Racer original animated series available on DVD has been for some time.
Yeah.
And we happen to have it. So before we went to see the movie, we played it for the kids and so they can get reintroduced to the characters. My kids, they're age 8, 10, and 12. Mm-hmm. So we made reintroduce them to the characters because they haven't watched it in a couple of years. Loved it. The boys were glued to the screen.
Yeah, I hadn't seen any of the episodes in a while either, and it was really nice to kind of get back to them. It was amusing at times, too.
Very funny. Very funny. It was a Japanese anime, one of the first ones to come to America, and certainly one of the first ones to be very, very popular. But it was dubbed in English, which kind of makes for the camp part of it.
Absolutely. Oh, the dialogue is at times even brutal.
I didn't tell you. I don't know if you looked it up yourself, but you asked what the M stood for because Trixie has an M on her shirt where everybody else has a G on the shirt.
Right.
But in Spanish, it's go-go mahaha.
Oh.
So I assume go is speed and mahaha is racer.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yes, I did want to. I actually wanted to know. Was wondering what the G was. Right. So.
And it was for go.
Cool.
And they've made mention on the show sometimes as the Go team or something.
Okay.
Now, if you've never seen Speed Racer, I don't know what you'll think of the movie.
Right.
We both have an affection for it. Speed Racer was picked up by the Wachowski brothers, most famous for the Matrix movies.
Yes.
And Bound. Never forget Bound.
Lesbians and gangsters, baby. How can you go wrong?
Yeah.
Classic movie. Classic movie.
And they did the comic book for that V for Vendetta, which was made into a movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie, too.
What?
I love V for Vendetta.
Really?
Yep.
I couldn't get into it.
Yeah. I had no idea what the parliament or whatever, or the guy that was a terrorist, but
the Guy loved Fox that movie.
Guy Fox.
Is it Guy Fox?
That sounds familiar.
Could be. I think it's Guy Fox. But, it didn't really do anything for me.
And so they've obviously made many, many movies.
Mm-hmm.
Great movies that everybody knows about. I'm not saying all their movies are great, because it could be argued some of the Matrix movies, but they certainly have talent.
Absolutely.
And they took that special effects wizardry, which they even used in a lesbian gangster movie like Bound, and took it to the next level here. Starring Emil Hirsch as Speed Racer, and Christina Ricci as Trixie. John Goodman played the dad, Pop's Racer. Mm-hmm. Susan Sarandon, the mom.
Mom's Racer.
Okay, so they have everybody in here. Matthew Fox played Racer X.
Perfect bullet-headed guy to play that bullet-headed character.
And Matthew Fox is on Lost?
Yeah.
That's what people know him as. What's his character's name?
I have no idea.
No, he's just a guy on Lost?
He's like the main character on Lost, I believe. I think he's one of, you know.
I watch so much TV, that's how I would know
anything like that.
Okay, so... You know, even the trailers were getting me so excited because they have a little kid drawing pictures, you know, with a pencil in school of cars. And I used to do that, cars.
I know. You know how many times I drew the Mach 5 as a kid?
Yeah.
And I had a cast iron Mach 5 race car that I wore the paint off of playing with. Wore the little 5 decals off of that thing. Just throwing that thing around.
So the movie starts with races right away, right? With Racer X? Not Racer X.
With Speed Racer. Basically, Speed's trying to break his brother Rex's record. And during this, we're getting a lot of the backstory behind,
flashbacks.
Flashbacks of Speed as a kid, him bonding with his brother, the brother separating from the family and disappearing and supposedly dying.
Right. And this is not like NASCAR car races.
No.
Or Days of Thunder or something like
no,
that.
No, this is like your Xbox 360 drift kind of racing. It's wild looking.
Okay. And I don't know drift, but what I didn't, I was trying to, because it's different from the cartoon in ways like, and I'm trying to watch it, trying to get a feel for the racing. And when it hit me, I loved it. I fell in love with it. And it's Mario Kart.
Yeah.
That's what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. You're right. Yeah. Perfect.
And I saw that.
Bumping. Like, everything's bumping each other.
Yeah. And they're sliding around. It's not slot cars. It's, you know, it was incredible. Once I realized that's what it is.
Yeah. I got to, in the beginning, I wasn't terribly getting into it. There were a couple moments that kind of sucked me. I mean, the first time the car jumps.
Right.
And it makes the sound. You're just like, oh, that was great, you know. And they slow it up enough so you can really enjoy it. They do a lot of those slow shots, which normally would bug me, but there's so much going on. You really want to be able to
stop. These are the Matrix guys.
Well, no, exactly.
So, I mean, when they do slow motion, you know, that bullet time stuff.
They're showing you something you wouldn't be able to see any other way.
It's not just slow motion for the sake of slow motion.
No. I know that. I know this, you know. And it's, you know, they're showing you just these moments where you want to see. I mean, you see, you know, the idea of the car jumping with the poles pushing it into, propelling it into air, and you don't think about that it would get red hot from just all the friction, but they show it getting red hot and then cooling off. You know, it's just perfect, you know.
Right. And
beautiful. It's very colorful and very frenetic, you know.
If it wasn't for that slow motion from time to time, it would be almost too dizzying.
It would be.
Frenetic is a good word. That just so much going on, but
during the races. During the races, by the way.
Right. It does give the feel of the TV show in that respect. The background's moving back and forth so fast when you watch the show, and we did just watch it, so you could see the background's patterns and such.
I'll tell you, that one part of it brought me into it. I wasn't quite into it. It took a little while for me to get into it, mainly because he's already in the Mach 6 or whatever. So it's this newer, fancier car, and so it really hadn't. It didn't, you know, it didn't bring me around.
Right. Wondering, why are you in a Mach 6?
Where's the Mach 5? Where's my freaking car?
Don't tell me this way the movie's going to be.
Exactly. It's like, is this the car? Because I'm really not going to be happy.
They're just going to just throw away the anime
Exactly. Well, they have the Mach 5, but it's in a flashback, and I'm like, oh, no, they can't do this.
Right.
I mean, that car is such a main, it's the character, you know, him in that car.
It's like a national icon.
Yeah, exactly.
So they get into the story, and that's where it did slow down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it developed a story back and forth. You know, car makers making it want Speed to be on their team, and he doesn't want to be, wants to be loyal to his family's team.
And so he starts off all syrupy, sweet, and nice, and then the immediate second Speed says no, you know, the bad guy comes out, obviously. Right. And you know it's coming.
You're not going to be with us, you're going to be against us, and, you know, tries to kill everybody.
Pretty much.
So, but then they have the race scenes again
with the classic Mach 5. It's a cross-country race, cross sand and ice and all these crazy things.
Which is what they did on the TV show.
Which is what exactly.
Through the mountains.
Through mountains and caves and just.
And you had the evil cars trying to kill his car.
Everybody's trying to knock each other
crashes.
Out. Oh, my God.
It's been said that people watch NASCAR for their car crashes.
Yeah.
And that's what you watch Speed Racer for. I mean, there's car crashes and Speed's trying to make it through it.
Absolutely.
You know? And I'm not going to tell you whether he does or not, but I really, really loved it.
That was the part that brought me in. The beginning of it, and even the end of it, not so much. The end was fun, but that middle part right there, that middle section with that classic car and that feel, that I was eight again. You know,
yeah.
I was having a ball. That right there.
Speaking of eight, my son Michael sitting next to me, he was eight, and he was cheering. He was like
losing his mind.
Like,
absolutely,
it's just like the TV show. He told me, and
it was in that one moment. Chunk of movie, man, it was great. It was everything you'd hope it would be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, we're fans of the series, the TV show, so maybe we're biased, but I loved it.
There's not any amazing acting performances, and you're not going to learn any life lessons off of this.
The great selection of actors.
Exactly. I mean, but there's not really a, you know, they're doing their thing, but there's not a lot for them to do.
Right. It was a little touching with the Pops Racer and Speed talking to each other.
But like I said, there's just this adrenaline-filled moments that even if you're not a fan, you can see it. The eye candy is really amazing. The artwork is really good. But it's for the diehards, for the fans. You're really going to love that.
Right. And you do want to see it on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
So you're hearing this now. Get out there and see it before it's gone.
Yeah, go see it. Definitely. Especially if you're, I mean, if you're one of us, if you're one of us 40, you know, 30 somethings, grew up watching that in the afternoon after getting home from school and you just couldn't wait to see what was going on.
You won't be disappointed.
You'll just be in heaven. At least in the middle, you'll be in absolute hog heaven.
Right. Because of slow parts, I'm only giving it 4 stars.
I'm actually giving it 4 as well, but the only reason it's getting 4 is because of the middle. Otherwise, it would be 3. Easily, but the middle part, just that's when I was that's when I was happy.
Yep. Okay, then Lisa and I, we saw Reservation Road, and
I saw the ending of Reservation Road.
Yeah, you came in the middle of it.
Not even in the middle. I get to watch the last 20 minutes.
Reservation Road came out last year. It's directed by Terry George, who is a guy who also wrote and directed Hotel Rwanda.
Oh, really?
Which is a phenomenal movie,
great,
right?
Movie. Yeah.
Stars Joaquin Phoenix and Mark Ruffalo, as well as Jennifer Connelly. And
she a naked?
No.
Man. She gets all respectable now. She don't drop trow anymore. It's very disappointing. Anyway.
Actually, she's really, really thin anymore. I don't know if it would be as...
Yeah.
She needs to eat.
Fair enough. I don't like bony gals either.
All right. Anyways. Mark Ruffalo is a single dad who, coming back from a baseball game, he accidentally runs over this boy and kills him. But he's so in shock and awe of whatever, he keeps driving. He doesn't know exactly
what happened. Panics and drives away,
hit and run. That's Joaquin Phoenix's boy. So he starts a manhunt. They show it that you know who happened. There's no detective mystery about who did it.
Right.
But Joaquin Phoenix gets, of course, the police are involved, and they want to find out, you know, who did this. And there's not much to go on because nobody really saw the accident happen.
Right.
Joaquin Phoenix's character did see the SUV hit the guy and saw him drive away. But, you know, it's dark. It's nighttime. Not a lot to go by. And because of that, the police are not very successful at finding the guy who did it.
Sure.
So he starts his own investigation, private investigator and stuff, to help find, you know. That's the story.
Yeah.
You know, the investigation of this kid is heartfelt because, you know, he's so intense and invested, obsessed
right.
with finding the killer of his son that he starts neglecting his family at home. Meanwhile, Mark Ruffalo is just distraught because he sees on the news and everything this kid is dead and he did it. And what is he supposed to do? He turned himself in, you know, but then he's going to go to prison. He won't be with his own son anymore.
Right.
And so he's really tore up about it. And
so this isn't exactly a feel good picture, is it?
No.
No.
No. And it's not a great picture either.
Yeah?
Yeah. There were some scenes. You saw the ending, so it was a bit intense.
The ending was pretty intense.
But it really didn't have much direction. I mean, I've given you the story. I don't want to give too much away.
Right.
And because if without the giveaway stuff, then there's not much else there to the movie.
Right.
You know?
Well, how many stars?
3.
Okay.
3. Yeah, hey, don't rush out and see it. You know, if it's on cable, don't turn it off necessarily. But
worst way to spend a couple hours, right? There are worse ways to spend a couple hours. There are worse ways, is what I'm saying.
Right. And you saw the end, which was pretty intense, and that part was good.
Yeah. No, I saw the ending, and if I were to base it solely on the ending, I'd probably have given it 3 to 4 stars.
Yeah.
You know?
So
it made me curious. It makes me curious to see the rest of it. So
right. I want Joaquin Phoenix to start being more selective with his work, because when we reviewed that other movie, Into the Night.
We Own the Night.
You know, that wasn't a great, great, great movie. He should be doing that Gladiator-type roles again, you know.
I don't know. I liked that movie a lot more than you did, so I thought he was great in it.
But it's not as good as Gladiator.
Yeah, well, it's a different kind of movie than Gladiator.
Well, then he needs to be, that's what I'm saying, he needs to choose different movies to be in.
Just, what, you want him to be the villain all the time?
He doesn't have to be the villain. Signs, he was in Signs, yeah. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. Now, Shyamalan's next movie, M. Night Shyamalan's next movie, The Happening, has got Mark Wahlberg.
Yep.
What happened to Joaquin Phoenix? You know? What, Joaquin was working with Wheel in the Night with Mark Wahlberg and say, hey, go work for M. Night. You know, it was like...
It was kind of interesting when these guys are all getting together and doing each other's movies and things like that.
Yeah. It's fascinating. It's a small world.
Yeah. Yeah. 6 degrees of separation or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Bacon?
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Hmm. So how do you get Joaquin Phoenix to Kevin Bacon?
Oh, God.
See, the problem I'm having is I don't know any movies that Kevin Bacon was in that could be traced back to...
I'm trying. Well, you got to think of some of the movies Kevin Bacon in that had like a big cast, like JFK. He had a small part in JFK, which has this huge cast. You know, JFK has like Kevin Costner, Joe Pesci, Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau, Ed Asner. So you're trying to think all of these names, trying to get that somewhere to where towards maybe Russell Crowe and Gladiator. So you got to kind of find that middle area, you know.
Find a movie that Russell Crowe, maybe Kevin Bacon are in, or maybe
no, not even that. Like Robin, maybe Russell Crowe and Denzel Washington's been, and then you kind of want to get it to somebody that's been in, as many things as Kevin Bacon. Maybe, who was in Denzel Washington Gloria? Morgan Freeman. You want to find a kind of a Morgan Freeman also.
Matthew Broderick.
And let's see.
He's also in The Village. Oh. All right. So Joaquin Phoenix movies also, like, he was not only in Signs, which had Mel Gibson, though, but he was in The Village.
Which had...
Well, it had Bryce Howard in it.
Bryce Dallas Howard, yeah.
Who was, like, Ron Howard's daughter. Uh-huh. Well, I figured Ron Howard would have gone somewhere.
You got to come up with some Kevin. I think that's where we're coming to the Kevin Bacon movies.
Mystic River. That's got to help.
Mystic River.
Noah Kane. Hollow Man.
Damn.
Wild Things. What about Crash? Does that help at all?
Was he in Crash?
No, but Matt Dillon was, and he was in Wild Things.
Okay. And Crash. Oh, no. Nope. I was confusing Eva Mendes with Jennifer Esposito. Crash. Don Cheadle's in
Ocean's 13. Wait, well, I just mentioned U-Turn a minute ago.
Okay.
Well, no, that was the other Steven Soderbergh movie. I was thinking George Clooney was in U-Turn, but he wasn't. Jennifer Lopez was. And I said Soderbergh, but it was Oliver Stone.
Oliver Stone, exactly.
Yeah, that's a pretty hard thing to think about.
Wow. Okay, is it Walk the Line with Reese Witherspoon? Reese Witherspoon was in. Jesus. It's a Freeway. Kiefer Sutherland. Is in Lost Boys with Jason Patrick. And Jason Patrick was in Sleepers with Kevin Bacon!
Say it again.
Okay. All right, I got it. Joaquin Phoenix was in Walk the Line with Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon was in Freeway with Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland was in Lost Boys with Jason Patrick, and Jason Patrick was in Sleepers with Kevin Bacon.
Very good.
Ha ha ha. Not even six, baby. And this is where you put the applause. Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Very nice. And so that was 4 or 5. Very good. Very good. I couldn't have done that. That's why when we play those games, you're always cleaning up on them, the DVD movie games. So, which, by the way, if you haven't, you should check, shout out the movies. Is one of our all-time favorites.
Yes,
there's four different versions of the game out there. Not versions, but editions. All different. All fantastic.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Yep. And then we get Seen It. Is a good board game, but it involves the board. The DVD stuff
really
is the best
about.
Part.
Right.
Yeah. So now they have Seen It for the Xbox 360. Comes with their own controllers.
Yeah.
And that was a blast.
That was
really
a lot
fun.
Of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so those games. Like,
unless you're playing. Unless you're playing against me.
All right.
Then it's not so fun.
Well, it's fun. It's just, you know, if you get all the points and rack everything up, it's all right.
I know.
Yeah.
And you see
you're
more
playing
movies.
For second place.
And you see more movies than me. How is that?
Because I only watch them once. You watch them again and again and study them.
It's true. Well, yeah, I do. I really enjoy them. Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see. Talk to you next week, and have a good night.
Have a good one. Bye.
Chungking Express. Why do I want to see that? Because it's a Kar Wai Wong movie. They did 2046 and The Lives of... not The Lives of Others. Life Less Ordinary. My Blueberry Nights. Which is... anyways. Got all that crap out.